Guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision. Welcome, guys, to another episode of Horrible Decisions. I'm your girl, Mandy B, a.k.a. Full Court Pumps, a.k.a. Pet the Stallion, bitch. Yes, I'm back like a motherfucking single ass hoe, a.k.a. that bitch, a.k.a. I'm going to make a dude with a dude, baby. Mandy Baskins, what's up, baby? What's up? Tell them who you is, bitch.
This is so embarrassing. My name is Weezy. That's all I will tell you what it do. Sorry for my guest. It's giving love and hip hop today with Mandy. Very much.
Really?
So.
No, it ain't.
I'm gonna make it do what it do, baby. Yeah, bitch.
That
it
was
does.
Giving Jamie Foxx.
Was that?
Uh-huh.
Anyways, our friends from LA are here, so I really don't know why you did all of that.
Yes, guys. We are joined today by Erica and Mila, which are the hosts of Good Moms, Bad Choices. Weezy and I have been having a lot of parenting conversations for some reason. Like, we spit bitches out of our vaginas, and we haven't.
Y'all next. Did you guys push them?
We who?
Y'all next.
We who? She next.
You both pushed them out?
I cut it out.
Okay.
I cut it out.
Oh, my God. Because I feel like if I have to pick, I would take, like, scissors.
You would do a...
No, you
would
wouldn't.
Do a,
no, you wouldn't.
No?
No C-section?
No. That is not something you do optionally. You do it because you absolutely have to.
You have to.
People do it optionally.
But people can't. I don't recommend it.
Mine was not because I wanted that, but that's just what happened.
I just want the stork to come drop it off at the porch. If I really, like, I don't want to go through none of that.
My homegirl told me the other day, she was like, girl, bitches be having postpartum. She was like, I do not want to kill my baby. I just want to have someone else to have it. And that way I don't
But
get...
she just wants to experience the pregnancy and not have the baby?
No, no, no. She's like actually really scared of postpartum.
Well, oh.
Like, she's terrified of, like, wanting to kill her kid.
Did my mom did either of y'all experience postpartum?
Wait,
is it that,
wait,
is it that dramatic?
On. Relax. Everybody relax.
My mom said she wanted to microwave me.
I mean...
Whoa.
You, what, didn't
That's
she say
very
that?
Specific. Wow.
Oh, I think it's because
she... in the microwave.
She was probably cooking food or something, and she was like, I looked at you, and I almost put you in there, and I said, I need to call somebody. That's what my mom said. And then she said, you know, it lasted for about 3 days and then I didn't want to kill you anymore.
Did y'all experience postpartum at all?
I did, but I didn't want to kill my baby.
Okay.
I just was sad.
Oh.
I did. I didn't think I recognized it in the time, but like you definitely get extremely happy and extremely sad and confused. It's a huge life-changing, what the fuck am I going to do with you forever type of feeling.
Did you get mad at the baby?
I didn't get mad.
Luna,
at
right?
The baby.
Oh, I for
Luna.
Sure got mad. Mm-hmm. For sure got mad.
I got mad, but I also just got overwhelmed. It was more like, oh shit, this is forever. I can't even leave. Like, there were times where I would like walk into somewhere and I'm like, oh shit, I got a baby. Like, I would forget. I'd be walking around the house cleaning up and I'm like, I'm supposed to be doing something. I'm like, oh, the fucking baby. Check on that baby. You know, like,
this just might be bad moms, bad choices. What?
Well, you know what the good thing about these conversations is, like, people are like, oh, having a baby is so joyful. It's so beautiful.
It's such a blessing.
It's such a blessing. Nothing ever bad happens. But like, bitch, you need to recognize if you are experiencing, I want to kill my baby, so you can drop that baby off. I just told Erica, we just came back from a long, long ass jungle trip to the jungle in Costa Rica. And I was like, bitch, it should be absolutely required. Like, they talk about baby moons and all this other shit. It should be required that after you give birth, you drop the baby off for at least 2 weeks and, like, do your own thing so you can remember yourself.
After you give birth?
Do you know what's crazy about you saying that? So my sister just gave birth in November. By January, my mom had caught COVID. And so my sister, everyone that was in the house had to leave. And so they were out the house for like, I don't know, the 10 to 14 days. And my mom said that when the baby, oh, so wait, this is a vacation from my mom, not the baby. But it made my sister closer to the baby because at that point, she was actually more dependent on my mom. Mm. So much so that that break from my mom caused her to be closer to her baby.
It requires both because you're new in motherhood and you're like, you're like, oh, what do I do? If someone else is there to be like, I'll do it. I'll take it. I know what to do. Then you'll kind of lean on that.
Then you'll lean
on
it.
But if you're alone, you're like, fuck, I got to figure this out and I got to be good at it. And I got to, you know, like you'll step into your motherhood better. But like, I'm not saying immediately after you give birth, but like after you breastfeed, whenever you can get away within like the first year, I highly recommend new moms drop that baby off with that father because A, he needs to get acclimated. He needs to figure the fuck out.
He needs to get acclimated with the shit that's been in my stomach.
Yeah, you spent the whole last year with the baby. Here you go, nigga. Bye. I got shit to do. I had the baby for fucking 9 months plus. I've been breastfeeding the baby. What the fuck have you done? You better take the baby. Do some skin to skin. I'll be back in 2 weeks. It's really, you should do it.
Amen.
I think I'm going to do that when I get my mommy and me makeover.
Yeah.
I wanna are you already planning that? How do you know that you're not going to be able to snap back? Because apparently all the girls snap back now.
Oh,
I
don't really
know if you see the Instagram.
I don't really care about the snap back.
That's absolutely
Kim got it right off the table. I want the same kind of recovery time.
If Kim got it, I need it too.
I feel like Kim is rich. I'm not going to be Kim rich. That's just like stupid rich. But like if I could get a little bit close to where I could pay for that mommy and me makeover right off the table, just give me the new everything right when we come off. I've already got fake tits. Leave them there. Hopefully they're still perky.
Are you going to be able to breastfeed with fake tits?
I got them done under the muscle.
Under the muscle, yeah.
Oh.
You can, that you can breastfeed.
Anatomy. Got your science. Oops.
Bit. Girl, I'm about to get nipped and tucked up. What?
But that's not a vacation, bitch, because you're going to be in pain.
Yeah, you're going to be like recovering.
You're not. You're going to need another vacation after the mommy.
But I thought I was going to go to DR with the girls.
No, it's no girls, girl. You're going to be in a recovery house.
Yeah, it's not going
to
be cute.
I want to go to the cute little recovery house where they'd be like, hola.
Yeah,
but they'll say hola and then come and wipe your ass because you're not going to be able to wipe your own.
Wait, first of all, where are you getting these surgeries? Why are they saying hola?
Colombia.
Colombia? You going to Instagram, bitches?
You going out the country, bitch.
Getting your teeth done while you're there too.
Can you tell us about were you ever at one point, did you feel like I shouldn't be doing this out the country?
No. So I got lipo what in 2012.
You got it.
I was like
20.
I was 22 years old.
Okay.
Scared? No, because at the time all of my friends were strippers, escorts, and everyone I knew. It was like when I go to fucking LA and they're like, hey, we have nothing to do today. Let's go get Botox and fillers. That I ain't into, but it was just so natural and common for everyone that I knew at that time to do it. I was like, okay, girl, they shared their recovery house with me. They shared their doctor with me.
So what's the recovery house like?
It's like a house with many rooms and you can either have the room by yourself or split it. They like double occupancy. And the women just come and help you get in and out your faja, make sure you get your massages, make sure you eat. So they cook you your meals the whole day. That's the problem, though. There were women there, fresh off the table, ordering Popeyes.
Oh, hell no.
And they were literally telling the people, like, this isn't what you should be eating. And it's just like, this is why bitches got to go back 5, 6,
that's
7,
why the fast start moving to different places and shit.
And that, too. And that's what I noticed, too. Like, my waist, of course, has always remained small. But when I started gaining weight, clearly I got up to 230.
No, she did not. Let me just tell y'all how many.
It went
said
everywhere else. What?
My waist, of course.
My waist is always small.
Look, I saw a lot
did
of
did she not?
Mandy be sending me her news. I can confirm. Like,
wait.
My waist, of course.
Did I not put them in the group chat?
No.
Oh, oops.
Just for me.
I mean, well, I did want to get back real quick, too. Off the surgery conversation, I do have, because we did just have a dad on the show, or he's coming up. Y'all know, we don't know when we schedule these shits. But I wanted to get into different mom labels, because for whatever reason, moms just carry a negative connotation with the labels that are with them, unless they're a wife. So I have MILF. What are y'all's views on the word MILF?
I'm a MILF, for sure, 100%.
You're okay with MILF?
I'm cool with MILF.
It's very white.
Yeah, I feel like it's very white.
But what's the black one?
Is there a black version?
No.
But see, my only version with that is MILF when I look in porn. They be looking like they look older.
I feel like MILF, you could use MILF if you're fucking someone like exceptionally younger than you.
I feel like American Pie decided what MILF was. And so we associate MILF with like what
I was going to say. We think about her.
The old white lady.
Now, I think to all of us, at that point in time, we were young when it came out. But now we all know a mom and we all know a hot mom. We all know young moms.
You're right.
So it's like, I feel like it's hard. But like for porn, if I typed in MILF, there would be a look. Lisa Ann.
MILF would for sure be an older woman in porn.
It would be a white woman.
You wouldn't see any black MILFs.
There'd be sprinkled in there.
In porn?
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think I've seen black MILF
tasty blacks.
Porn.
But no.
What'd you say?
Tasty blacks.
What is Tasty
Erica
Black?
Erica is a fucking Tasty Black fucking spokesperson.
What is Tasty Black?
They should be paying
you. It's like a it's like a website that like basically funnels all the black porns.
Bitch, I need to, because
it's not a soul food restaurant.
But no, I literally type in.
Don't get too excited.
Just a warning, you're going to get a lot of pop-ups, but you will get the content you're looking for.
It's a little slow. Like the server is slow.
But I find all of the black porn, because I only like to watch black porn.
Do they have gay porn?
Every type. They have female, they got it all.
I love black gay porn.
I do too.
Tasty Black.
It's aggressive.
Yeah. Tasty, not delight.
No, tastyblacks.com has all the black porns.
That's and there's no white people on there.
No.
Is there interracial?
Yes.
So there's white people.
Okay, fine.
only if you don't trick me, bitch. Type
What a fucking great website.
See? That, I told you.
Look at it. Oh, bitch. Look at all that melanin. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's what I want to watch.
No,
bitch.
No. Because Mandy be talking shit. She don't like weaves in porn.
You don't like weaves.
I just told you I watch black gay porn. I don't need care about weaves now.
No, you said that you don't like watching the porns.
That's why I don't watch straight porn. I watch gay porn. They ain't got weaves in gay porn.
Some of these are good. Oh, they got Arab. Well,
wait, so in the gay porn, you're watching two men?
Two men.
Okay, you don't like you don't like to watch women at all.
Two men, three men, four men, five men.
So no women. You don't like watching women at all.
Trans women.
They have short hair porn, Mandy.
Like specifically?
Don't do that.
I'm not kidding.
I never heard that. I would
Me neither.
Like, short hair porn.
I'm telling you, they got a lot of categories.
You know what's
over there.
Crazy?
Hey, May. They got that too.
Where this is the motion while I'm having sex now.
Oh, like when someone
to dishevel my fucking hair as if I didn't work hard on the waves when I do have them.
Hold on, wait. I'm confused. Niggas. Oh, because they can't grab.
They ain't no pulling. So now it's a rub, like I'm a genie.
Short
lamp.
Hair is not for sex. Short hair is not for sex. Like it just gets messed up, and then when you get up, it doesn't look cute at all, and it's hard to put back.
I look a fucking mess.
You need foam.
Well, I got a foam.
I carry foam in my purse at all times.
Well, wig sex is also hard because I definitely have fucked with a wig on, and that is a whole other challenge.
You gotta hold it down.
I don't feel comfortable fucking in a wig. I don't feel comfortable walking outside in a wig.
Wait, can I tell you something? I one time had a threesome with a nigga and a bitch. It wasn't even a threesome. I was like reluctant and I wasn't really feeling like it that day. Anyway, mid threesome ish, the bitch removed
the woman. Nah, we could call her bitch. We're bitches.
Girl, I'm a woman. I'm a bitch. Girl, stop.
Good mom's bad bitches. I know.
Are you being fucking?
I was being petty.
So righteous.
It's a term of endearment.
The bitch. Took off her wig mid threesome with the straight back. I was
not me, male pussy.
I'm not even like, I was like, in my mind, I was like, oh, wow. Also, I was like, wow, this bitch is confident. There's no way in fucking hell with my fine ass would I take, like, first of all, I don't feel comfortable even fucking in like, I don't really wear weaves, but I would just like my edges as a track showing. She'd removed the whole thing. And I was like, wow.
Did she do it like, in the moment of it's in the way, like, you know, she's like,
it was like some shit had going on, and then she just.
Was it a lace?
No, bitch, it was just a removable. I don't know.
Removable.
Yeah. She just came off, and I was just like, so. And the guy I was fucking at the time had fucked her before, and afterwards I was like, did she take off her wig like that?
See, but I'm gonna be real with
you. Wait, has she done that before?
If you know your shit's gonna slide off. Wouldn't you rather take it off than have it?
I ain't gonna hold you. I apply extra bobby pins.
I put bobby pins, but that shit started sliding
off. But did
she
know the whole
thing? You gotta hold it down. You gotta.
Maybe I'm insecure. I'm not having a threesome with my wig on, so I don't even have to think about taking it off.
But did you know you were? Did y'all know you were gonna have a threesome that night?
I don't care. I wouldn't even have fell into it if it was me. Like she didn't know, but it ended up happening.
But she didn't want it to fall off of it.
Me personally. I couldn't have done it. I more power to her. She's still beautiful. It was great.
I did it with a drawstring ponytail on. And I remember like when I was eating her pussy.
Those are secure though.
Yeah. But at the same time, I was eating that pussy and she was like this. And I was like.
I feel like as a bitch, you should know. Don't be pulling on hairs.
That's what really insulted me about it.
Yeah, like stop.
She was trying to play you.
She was.
She was trying to play you.
Bitch, you got one too. So.
Don't you want me to pull on yours like that?
Ho. My ex, Scissors, always wore like, she's like wearing closers and shit. But when we were fucking Beard Bay, like I would have braids and she would have her shit. And you know, when men want to get really close to your face and they might touch your face, I used to always see her do a little swerve like, and then get in his neck. And I'd be like, girl.
That's why I don't want to fuck with fake hair. Like, unless it's braided
in. You gotta think too much.
Stop talking about us, bitch. Talking about fake hair.
We're wearing braids. I said, unless
it doesn't matter. We're family. We all, so you don't be wearing tracks.
No.
Oh, all right then.
Yeah, I was about to say.
You never see me wear tracks because I can't afford them, and I'm not rich enough.
Okay.
And also, I'm not secure enough because if you see my track, I'm gonna be feeling away. I'm like,
girl, I ain't gonna lie. I get my body wave off AliExpress. People be like, "Is that Extensions Plus, girl?" No.
Take 30 days to get here, though.
They do. I wanna. And why do they always smell like corn?
I'll get a sew-in next summer. I'm planning for my sew-in next summer. Oh, my titty be coming out, y'all.
Yeah, her titty's literally fight
she's
clothes.
Always trying to say
let's
hello.
Watch because we be having a remove. Weezy titty came out. We had to take down the whole goddamn YouTube.
I didn't even know.
All right. The next label, I want to know how you guys feel about the usage of the term baby mama.
So I used to not like that term.
Okay.
And actually, it was when I had a partner. I didn't like the term baby mama. He started calling me that and I was like, don't do that.
Okay.
But I don't know. I really don't give a fuck now. In fact, I'm wearing my baby mama earrings that
talk your shit.
We're selling on our site.
And what's the site?
Goodmomsbadchoices.com. Anyway. So I just feel like there's been a lot of like a bad connotation, especially amongst Black women when it comes to baby mama. It usually mm-hmm. is associated with like a single Black woman who is desolate. The nigga has left and now she's a baby mama.
And baby mama number three.
Fantasia did try to make it an anthem though. B-A-B-Y-M-A-M-A. This goes out to all my baby mamas.
It's not that I don't know the song. It's that Mandy loves a moment to get her fucking song on.
Her song.
I was in it.
What? You don't.
No, Mandy, if there's a fucking, if there's a jingle, bitch, she'd be the first one to be like,
don't do that.
I was feeling that one.
Remember when we were talking about Tina Turner?
Really,
and you got your black ass on here and said what?
What's love got to do? You lucky my voice is gone today, baby.
I'm not lucky. They're lucky.
Okay, y'all are lucky. My voice is gone today. Okay, so I like the take on that. And yes, it did get like just a negative.
Yeah, it has a negative connotation. And I would say like I think people are split on that topic because we polled our audience because, you know, we have merch that says baby mama and
we thought it was a great idea. We're like, yeah, we're going to get baby mama shirts. We're going to get baby daddy shirts. And then we're like, maybe people don't feel the same way as us.
And then we did. And it was a hard split. It was like a lot of Black women were like, nah, we don't fuck with that. Like, I don't want to be a baby mama.
But
a lot of white women were like, it's so cute. We love baby mama. Oh, I want to be a baby mama. Yeah, all the white women loved it. Like every single white person on our shit loved the baby mama shit.
And some Black women were triggered specifically by white women using the term, especially if they had Black baby daddies,
mm-hmm.
which I could understand. But
why do you understand that?
Damn, bitch, this y'all had a problematic combo, moment. What?
I would feel bad too.
It's a layered topic.
It's layered, and I feel like there's a lot more stigma being a single mom as a Black woman. Like,
yeah,
I think of Tyler Perry movies. I think of Saving Isaiah. I think of like distress and like welfare and shit. But even, I don't know. When I was with my baby daddy, I'd be like, yeah, it's not baby daddy. I thought it was cute. And I'm not offended by baby mama. It is what it is. That's my baby's father. I'm the baby's mother.
I think I would only use that term if I was like married to the nigga or with the nigga or he's my man.
That's why you were okay saying it.
No, you said the opposite.
I didn't like it.
That's right. You didn't.
I feel like I would have to have something that would make me feel validated. So if I was like really with that nigga, I'd be like, girl, you know my baby daddy, huh? Wait, roll my ass. Like,
but see, by then, he should be your husband.
But I'm probably calling my baby daddy for fun.
Yeah, even if you're married, you'd be like, that's my baby daddy.
But see, I agree. I think I would if I was single, I don't know if it would make me feel comfortable because I think that it would just make it, because you made your baby with love, right? Like you want to think
but
like
why
that.
Is saying baby mama?
It's literally what you are.
Yeah, like what about that makes it feel
you
like
you are the mama of the baby.
It's not in love.
I think people have always made it seem like you're nothing to me, which is probably why maybe you felt away, right? Because
because it's a term of a label of a woman that a,
is
you're,
nothing
you're
but
associated with
my baby. You're one of many, or like you just there's a level of respect that I think that feels like is diminished when you use that term, especially if you are like for me, it was like I'm not your baby mama. I'm the mother of your child. I carried this little baby for 9 months,
and the same shit.
Yeah, but. I have done a lot of unlearning in my journey in motherhood. There's been a lot of things that I would have, that back then I would have been like, hell no. And now I'm like, I really don't give a fuck, you know? So yeah. Baby mama is one of those things where I'm like, I think it's a term of endearment.
So I have had men tell me, like, when they're talking about their kids, like, my daughter's mom. And I'd be like, look at you.
That's how it should be.
Yeah.
Now, the last term is single mother. I wanted to ask that because we know that when you refer to someone as a single father, there's normally praise associated with that. Mm-hmm. But single mother, again, another word with a negative connotation. What are y'all's thoughts on how single mothers in general and the title of a single mother is viewed?
I think people have like, obviously we're single moms, but I hear a lot of different things. Like, you're not a single mom if the dad takes the baby. You're not a single mom if, you know what I'm saying?
If the child's father is in the baby's life whatsoever.
Yes, bitch, I am. I'm a mom and I'm single. So I was going to say,
a single mom always meant to me that you were like, just not dating or whatever.
Or with the father of the child.
Okay. I think women that don't, the father's not in their child's life, get very sensitive about that term. And they like,
I understand.
Like, yeah. they truly are the single moms. Like, but then it's like, why are we married to the struggle? Like, why are we, like, why? Why does it have to be that way?
When you're dating men, because men are, we're always seeing on Instagram, like, oh, dating a woman with kids, blah, blah, blah. What's something that men you've dated or men that are dating women with kids, like, what's a piece of advice you'd give or something you've appreciated with men that have no kids that have dated you with your daughter?
Pay for the babysitter. If you want me to, if you
like that, right.
If you want to take me out and you really want to see me, then make my life easier.
Should be 150.
Guess what? I pay for a whole other person's life. Pay for my dinner. Do the thing. Do what you're supposed to do, because I literally am taking care of a whole ass human over here.
Pay for the babysitter.
Pay for the babysitter.
That's really good advice.
I like that advice a lot.
You know,
I've definitely had
it happened. No,
that's happened to me.
Really,
he was an older, more mature nigga who was wearing a suit.
Maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was a gentleman.
He was a gentleman. He was obviously a grown man.
Doesn't like
whenever
the way you talk
Vinny
about
is talking about a guy in his 40s. Our friend Vinny of the show. He always goes, I was with an older gentleman last night.
He was an older. He is an older gentleman. I didn't even have to ask. He just sent it.
Yeah, I'm looking for Ariel to watch too.
My Ariel is
hold the donut.
There we go.
I was trying to get sexy because I'm single.
Did you guys just get fresh Good Moms Bad Choices chats?
Yeah, we did.
That's so cute.
Those are really cute.
And we should get bracelets, Mandy.
Damn, let me get decisions.
Me and Jamila are in platonic love.
Yeah,
so.
we're wives that don't have sex.
What did you guys get high when you were in Costa Rica? Do you do ayahuasca or anything?
Mm-mm. No.
Shrooms?
Mushrooms, yeah. A little bit.
Yeah. Is that when you were like, we were born to do this podcast?
We've been born to do the podcast.
That was when we were like, we should have a baby together.
Yeah, we're like, you know what? You want to have another baby?
I was, because people always ask me and ask us, they ask every fucking mom, are you going to have another one? Like, what do you think about having kids? And I'm like, I don't really know.
Y'all hate that question?
I do. But I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I'm open to it, but like, I know too much now.
But so not only that, you got to like a nigga first.
I know too much. But I'm also like, that's not forever either. Like,
no, you don't even got to like him?
Nigga, you got to have unicorn sparkles coming out your fucking dick.
Sparkles.
You got to be Jesus himself, my nigga. I have post-traumatic baby daddy disorder.
PTBD.
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 Post-traumatic baby. PTBD, whatever.
Yes, yeah.
I don't fucking know the words, but the word is post-traumatic baby daddy disorder. I'm scared, bitch. You got to be connected to this nigga forever. So he should be Jesus if you're going to do it.
He should be Jesus.
I got one more dating question with kids. Okay. When you're dating a guy and they have kids, is it immediately like, because I'm sure when you make friends, you're like, oh, we got to do a play date.
They don't be having custody.
But when you're dating men, so, girl, I hope y'all would date a nigga that's decent with their kids, of course.
I would never date a bad dad. I don't even befriend bitches that I think are mediocre moms.
I know, that's right.
I love that.
If you're shitty to your kid, you're definitely not going to be a good friend.
Dude, I hate when I hear men like kind of just be whatever, but it's so gross. Yeah. But not only because we're at this age where we got friends with kids now, but it's just like, what kind of nigga are you if the kids you shot out, you can't even call my nigga?
Yeah.
Anyway, how soon for the play date? Because I know whenever I have two friends and they find out their kids the same age, oh, girl, we got to do a play date. But when you meet a man that you're dating, do you do a play date or is it two brother and sistery?
That's never happened to me, but I would be definitely down for the play date because it makes it easier.
I recently dated briefly someone with a child, and his child was older, like probably like 7 years older than Irie.
Okay.
But we did. We had, he took me out for Mother's Day and he brought his son.
I didn't know that.
Oh, sorry. Oops.
Wow.
Are we
get that laser on a tap.
Not her like, wait, bitch, this is a new story.
It was kind of awkward though. It was awkward. Like,
because he was like, this ain't my mama.
Was the kid, what made it awkward?
Well, because his son is like at an awkward teenage age. So he, and then my daughter's like six. So she's just goofy and shit. And then like, we're kind of like, me and him are kind of awkward a little bit because we were like still kind of getting to know each other and stuff. So I appreciated the effort, but it was kind of, the age difference wasn't close enough for them to like really like, you know, connect. But I would say like that was the first time I've ever like kind of dated someone with a child. And it was appealing to me because he really understood, you know,
parenting,
my schedule. Like he is a single father. And I mean that like the mother's still in his life, but his son moved across the country to live with him and he's the sole provider for his son right now. Which was appealing to me because I was like, oh shit. Like I've never,
that is kind of hot.
It was hot. It made my pussy very wet. although we didn't have sex, but we'll talk about that later.
what was wrong with him?
We'll you talk about it later.
Every niggas,
we go talk about that
because what was wrong with him? Because you always got a story about some shit a nigga did.
No, it had nothing to do with him. It was more me. I was abstaining.
Okay.
But I it was appealing, and that was the first time I had done that. It didn't work out between us, but I'm very much open to the idea of dating someone with children. I think that it might be like the best thing for me. But I just haven't.
Do you suggest moms to maybe like seek other dads to date?
I mean, it just depends what the situation is. Like, what is your relationship with your baby mama? Like, is it going to be toxic? Is it drama? Like, I don't want to deal with that shit.
I know, that's right.
You know, so sometimes it is easier to not, and you can start your own little life, you know, and have your own little babies and shit. So I don't really know. But I do know that I enjoyed that time, and it opened up my eyes to like, okay, wow, like this person really understands me. And like, if I cancel 30 minutes before a date, like he's not tripping because he knows like shit is, and also, you know, kids are the best excuse to cancel everything.
Girl, so. I had to tell my homegirl, you better stop using that little girl.
Oh my God, the amount of times I've been using my baby. Oh, I can't. She's so sick. She's so sick. Ain't nobody gonna check me. Like, nigga, my kid is sick. Shut the fuck up.
I'm just
at home watching TV. I'm like,
facts, you really can't check somebody about their kid. Yeah. It depends how close you are to them, but I'd be telling off my homegirl.
So we're gonna get into the vanilla shit. The vanilla shit is literally us revisiting two of the previous vanilla shits we've had. And it's because Weezy and I gave our opinions on it as non-parents. Mm-hmm. So I just want a parental take on both of these vanilla shits that we talked about. The first one is in regards to parents here in New York being enraged over masturbation videos being shown to first graders. I wanted to know, what are your takes on if a masturbation video is shown to your children in school without your knowledge or permission of the video first? And if you guys think that sex being taught that early in school is okay.
Look, I think that parents deserve to be in control of their children's, you know,
exposure,
right? But I also know that a lot of parents aren't going to have those conversations. And then you grow up and then you have trauma and you don't understand certain shit because mommy and daddy didn't talk to you. So I'm kind of torn because for me, you know, I'm very sex positive. If that happened, I'd be like, oh shit, great. Thank you.
I'm at the right school.
You know, like I would be like, yes, please, you know, but I understand why parents could be uncomfortable because they haven't had those conversations because they didn't have those conversations with their kids and they have no idea even how to begin the conversation with their kids. So, I mean, I think that it's probably something that should have been maybe discussed before, but I guarantee you it wouldn't have happened because most parents would have said no, like absolutely not. We're not showing this. And then it wouldn't have happened. So I don't know if the school did it because they knew, like, if we preface this, and they're going to like be pissed. We might as well just expose them.
I don't think the school should have that. Like, I don't think the school can make the decision in that way. I feel like you should talk to me first. I'm also a mom who's going to have a conversation when it's time to have the conversation. But I was masturbating early. Like, I was exposed to like the pleasure and the sensation in my body early. And if I would have had guidance in the realm of
masturbation. In a healthy way,
I probably would have a more healthy relationship with masturbation as an adult. I don't really masturbate that much. I use people. But Because, okay, I think about my daughter right now. She's about to be in, she's about to be six. No, she's about to be in first grade.
Okay.
She's not really like, she's not really exploring her body in that way. She's just like.
How would you feel?
Okay. How do you know that?
I know that because I live with my daughter. Like, I know my daughter. Like,
I hid my period from my mom for a year.
How old were you?
Fifth grade.
Okay. Okay. When you're six, you don't even, like, that's the thing. When you're introduced to the pleasure, the sensation that your body brings you, you're not even aware yet that there's anything wrong with it.
It's not sexual.
It's not sexual. It's just genuinely, oh, this feels good. So I know, like, I would notice it if my daughter was exploring her body. And then we could talk about it. Like, oh, I do it. Mommy does it. Wash your hands, close your door, do it alone. No one else does it. Now, the only thing I fear about, like, a school setting introducing it before I do is that, like, then she'll be like, huh, should I go try that? Before it naturally comes. So, like,
that's what I was thinking.
So that's the thing. But. Like, I agree with Erica. Most parents are not going to have the conversation at all. And then when they do, it's going to be like, what are you doing? And then forever, you're like, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? You, like, that trauma, that, like, that first scare is like, okay, I don't need to do that. Because it already kind of feels bad and naughty because, like, you don't see it. You don't talk about it. But I do think it's the first time I talked about sex ed was at school in the fifth grade when I was 10. And it was about periods and, like, I don't remember. Yep. It wasn't about pleasure.
No, it was about the cycle.
It was about the cycle. And women don't get enough pleasure talk.
Yeah.
Women don't get enough, like, it's about your body. It's about, like, your.
But should a six-year-old deserve that from another adult? Like, that's the thing.
It's not about
the
deserve.
But they did it scientifically. And that's.
Like, I have to come to my teacher about questions. And I just don't trust other adults in regards to, like, keeping my children safe. And I think that that would be the craziest part of it. Like, now you got to ask this older woman or man about your vagina and touching it.
But at least they're talking about touching it.
I think that.
And not someone else.
I think that it wasn't done properly. Yeah. I think that I get what they were trying to do, possibly, maybe if I have their intentions correctly. But I do also think that it's probably caused a lot of trauma for certain kids because their parents aren't ready to have those conversations. And so now that they're exposed, their parents are going to then expose them in a way that's shameful.
Mm.
Or like, we don't talk about that. Like, don't worry about that.
And
like,
but unfortunately, that's. All, but everything surrounding sex.
True. And I would say that I don't necessarily agree with Jamila as far as like kids not masturbating at six. Like, I remember touching myself very young. And
I said I did.
She was saying Luna.
I said my kid hasn't really. Like,
but
she's
I'm just
not
saying like I did it and my mom wasn't around.
But
like,
I'm saying,
I wasn't like, mommy, like,
no.
Like, I was alone in the room, like, touching myself.
So what do you think the age is, both of you, or the grade, where masturbation talk should be had then?
Oh, yeah, if it's not first grade.
I think you have to first, like, kind of talk to you have to know your kid and be in tune with your kid and be like, you know, like, if that, does that feel good? Because sometimes she'll do shit and I'm like, why are you doing that? Does it feel good? Like, if you just make everything matter of fact.
It's not one conversation.
Yeah, it's
an ongoing conversation. Mm. I mean, I as a mother of a daughter, like, I've had to teach, I'm still teaching my daughter how to properly clean herself, right? And we are talking about her vagina and I've shown it to her, you know, with a mirror at five, you know, like, she knows it looks like. And like, but I can already see that she's like a little like shy about it or like giggles a little bit. And I don't even know where that comes from. Like, why is this silly to you? Why is your body silly to you? And
especially because both of y'all like being naked, like.
Right. So I don't know. I don't feel like there's one big conversation that happens. I think if you have a child that is, you know, at the age like our kids are, and it's not too late, but like teaching them about their body parts, talking about it. That's how you open up the conversation and like
normalize that, like, just normalize conversations that are usually or have been taboo. I asked Luna, like, oh, how are you? How was your day? Anybody touched your vagina lately? She's like, no, mom. And I keep asking me that. I'm like, oh, just asking.
Really?
Yeah, because like
my mom would put her hand and be like, what would you do if someone does this?
And well,
like,
that's the thing. Then it's all scary. Like, nobody touches you here. You hear me? You hear me? Look at me. If anyone touches you here, you tell me. You know what I mean? That's how my mom talked to me about it. And I was like, okay.
Same. Is that bad?
Same.
Yeah. Actually, no, because a lot of people, especially as a child, the way you don't like to get in trouble, some children don't want to get anyone else in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you know that this is something that makes your even parents angry, you may keep it to yourself because then you know something bad is going
to
happen.
My experience with it was when that happened to me, I did tell my mom.
Same. So that happened to me too, very young, like three. But I remember, like, if someone does this, you tell me. And then I remember telling her and I was like, you know, it was like this big thing. And honestly, I blocked that memory out of my mind for like 15 years. Mm. And then when I was like 16, I was in high school. I was like 3 or 4. And like an older kid had touched my vagina playing house or some shit. And I was like 16. I had totally blocked that memory out of my mind. And we were in Philly because that's where my parents are from. And she's like, my dad was like, you remember your grandma used to live right there? And as soon as I looked at the house, those memories flooded back. But like as children, when you have traumatic things happen to you or things that are like such a big deal at that time, your body and your subconscious can automatically block that out. You know what I mean? So it's just like regulating things so that they're normalized and we're having conversations. And then you can talk to the person down the street and say, oh, like, you know, she said this to me. It's just not this huge big deal. And even if it is a big deal, you kind of like guard that part from your kids so that you can deal with it in an adult manner. But as long as the conversation is normal and normalized and calm, just like, oh, you want Apple Jacks or fucking Frosted Flakes, then it's like the kid doesn't feel that energy from you and there's no fear associated with it. Like we're having normal conversation, just like when they become teenagers or preteens and like, oh, Joseph finger banged me or whatever the fuck they're doing these days. We kissed, you know.
We like, literally went from fuck them kids to talk to them kids.
I was like, mm-hmm. I want to talk about really quickly. You really got it on my mind. One of my favorite videos, and we can cut this part out if you don't want to talk about it. But one of my favorite videos online is a dude with his nephew, I think, or his little brother, and they're on a pole and exercising. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if anyone remembers it, but it's adorable because he jumps on him while he's swinging on the pole. The man is dressed like with a shirt, like he's not like dressed inappropriately, and they're like really having fun on the pole. You had a video with Luna where she was playing around, and like three people sent that to me, like,
oh, wow.
You follow this bitch. And oh, I was wow, like,
that's nice to know.
I'm really confused. What the fuck? Me following her? What's the problem?
Because everyone sexualizes everything.
Yeah, so here's the thing.
Let's talk about this. Yeah.
People sexualize children. And it's putting your adult ideas and perspectives and projecting them on children. I have a poll at my house. Luna's great at it. Literally like, mom, look at this. I'm like, how'd you do that? It's just like, if you go to the park, there's a pole.
There's a pole in the fucking park.
You go to the park, there's a pole. There's poles. Okay? It's an apparatus. That you practice on. My daughter dances. We dance in my house. Naked clothes.
And bitch, when I tell you, that is actually one of the hardest it's forms hard. Of working out.
But it's also my gymnastics, child, Simone.
My child has never been to a strip club. My child is not like, I'm not putting dollars in her fucking, her outfit while she's doing it. She has no perception of that. This pole means
it's
sexy. She doesn't even really know what sexual is. I literally heard Irie and Luna having a conversation talking about Beyonce, and they're like, you think she's sexy, huh? And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, they don't know, you know, like it's just, we have to really stop doing that as like in the Black community and as,
for sure.
as adults, period. Like, I hate that shit. Like, oh, she's grown. Oh, she's no bitch. She's mimicking her parents. She's mimicking TV. We go down the street right now. We turn on the TV. Bitches are going to be doing sexy shit because that's what's
what not, about
that's media.
Can we call kids grown or can we have those moments when like, I remember there was a video that came out of what's Bow Wow's daughter, Joey, or is that his baby mama's name?
That's the baby mama. Joy.
Right. Her and her daughter dance all the time, so and they're cute. Adorable.
I love watching them.
I really
them.
Love watching them dance. Then there was a video where she started shaking her ass.
It's well, wait,
let me just get this conversation really quick. When kids start, she's what, 10? When there's TikToks or videos of kids twerking, at what point do you at all find that it's too far? Because I think definitely if it was my kid twerking and shaking her ass, I'd be like, I don't want this shit on the internet.
But it's weird because in me growing up, me and my cousins would literally, that was how we would compete during the cookouts. We would all have fucking twerk contests, like doing the vibrating and all that shit. Like, this is how we danced in the South. This is like what we did. And even if you look at where these type of dances come from, they come from an African origin.
Right. So even
the idea of it being, again, it's sexualized by adults because yes, they may do it in the strip club.
So that's what I'm saying. If we can all agree, we understand it's a dance. And we know men may not see it that way.
Of course, there's creeps on the internet. People. Of course,
there's creeps everywhere. There's creeps at the fucking family reunion that are in your family. There's creeps on the internet. There's creeps everywhere. But
then you correct them adults.
Get the fuck up out of my house.
Would you be cool with then your kid posting videos on their TikTok? I think she's 9 of her shaking her ass.
No. First of all, my kid's not going to have access to the internet at 9 where you can post yourself, okay? Like,
yeah,
you
might have a phone, TikToks
it's
going to
be
nine.
Your shit. Like, we see videos of Luna and Irie doing all types of weird shit, like, hi, I'm Irie, I'm Luna. I'm like, where'd they get this? It's going nowhere. It's going on nobody's feed.
Right. They have their own podcast.
Yeah, they do. But, like, we have to acknowledge that kids are literally mimicking what they see. I see Luna twerk or whatever the fuck you want to call it, gyrate. And I'm like, where have you learned that? You? True. That's how I dance. I'm going to be mad at you. But like, also, it's just like, you can't sexualize children. And you have to, there's a thin line. And our kids are only 6 and we'll get there. You know what I'm saying? And there is a thin line. But one thing is for sure and 3 things are for certain. If you raise a child that is confident in their body, and I'm like, oh, like, don't touch me there, bitch. My mom already told me, like, I know my body. I know my body parts and I'm confident about what I'm doing. So I feel confident in my body and self-aware that I can tell someone no. I have the only gift we can give our kids is having like
full autonomy of themselves.
Period. You can't control anybody else. There will be creeps. There will be weirdos. We were watching a movie. We were watching like The Craft, the old Craft. And
yes,
a part came on where a guy was like,
light as a feather, stiff as a wood.
My shit, we're from the valley. That's our shit.
I fucking love that movie.
But a part came on and a boy was trying to like come on to one of the teenage girls. And she was like, no, and started running. And Luna was like, well, I was like, what happened? She was like, he was trying to touch her and she didn't want him to. So she left. I was like, yep. I'm like, boys be creepy sometimes. Shit gets weird. You know, you got to tell people no if you don't want something. She's like, but like, it's just,
it's that simple.
Instead of like, you remember when you're little and then like a sex scene comes on and your mom's like,
I know, covers your whole
and
eye.
And then you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Girl, I remember watching Soul Food with my mom in
right,
the movie theater.
Soul Food?
And I fucking.
Well, how about my the first concert I ever went to was the Velvet Rope tour with Janet Jackson. Okay. I was like 7 years old. And like literally my mom had, or I don't even know. Actually, it wasn't my mom. But my mom, I went with someone else. They had my eyes covered like 90% of the time. I'm like, why did y'all niggas even bring me? But that, in fact, intrigued me more. I was just like, what is that?
Oh, well,
like,
here I was at the Scream Tour seeing niggas rip their shirts
but we weren't that
and
young.
Grind off.
You like
I was
then.
In middle school.
That was
I wasn't fucking yet. And I'm looking at B2K like, yes. I want them all at the same time.
I don't know what
time.
It's going to feel like.
What am I doing?
All the things that my parents hid from me, I went 10 times harder to discover. Yep. Period. I had to know why. Why are you hiding this?
I think
me?
Yeah, like telling your kid twerking is bad is one thing. Posting it, absolutely not. That's a hell no.
But here's the thing.
But telling them is bad would made me think like why. Then I probably wanted.
But even that, like I've posted Luna on the pole, like and.
On the pole, was she twerking on the pole?
She's just twirling on the pole. The thing is,
the video I saw of Luna wasn't crazy.
It's not crazy because she's 6.
Period.
Nothing she does on the pole is going to be so crazy. She's not wearing a bikini on the pole. And that's the thing. When people come at me or send my shit to friends, well, I don't know why the fuck you're sending it to Weezy. She's not my mom.
Literally, I was like,
what does this mean? She's gonna
it was a maybe question mark I sent back. And then someone person wrote me back and put, LOL, my bad, y'all cool. I'm like,
here's the thing,
y'all. They wanted to kiki and talk some shit real
it's
quick.
It's not up to you. And as a mom, there was a time Luna was on the pole and another mom, an older mom, hit me up and I took it down. I got intimidated.
What did she say?
There's creeps on the internet. Keep in mind her grown ass daughter became a stripper.
The so irony.
Oh my God, wait. Like, wait, was this after the video?
Watch
it. This was years ago. And she was on a poll and I had posted it like, because I thought it was funny and cute. And she was like, whatever, who gives a fuck? It's my business. And another mom, like my friend's mom, hit me up directly, text me. And I did her lashes. We were close. And then it made me question, like, damn, am I putting my child in a position where creeps or predators are looking at her? And I took it down and I felt bad. Like I felt away. But her daughter was actually... had become a stripper in her adulthood and actually had married her trick.
So maybe she was like, don't let this.
She was triggered.
She was triggered.
However, hence the bitch being a stripper, it didn't matter if you kept her off the pole or on the pole and at one age, bitch did what she wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you have to be, I'm clear in my parenthood. And sometimes I don't post certain shit because I don't have time for the negative energy. But also, bitch, I don't give a fuck about your opinion. Right. This is my household and my daughter's innocent and a child and fine. And I'm not dropping her off at Magic City to make her $2 for the week.
The
you know?
Kids on polls video, like I've seen, like once that first video came out and I'm going to try to post it like in the description. I hope I can remember to do that because it was one of my favorite videos because it was so cute. And the kid was like, do it again. And he would jump on him while he spun around the pole. I do think that we're so, I don't know if it's someone being cautious or too nosy. There's this like weird thin line, right? Of, are you really worried about my fucking kid? Or do you just want to shame me?
You're bored.
There's a lot.
You're broken, bored.
They're bored. They're broken, bored. All the things. Even our girl, Ashley, shout out to Miss Wright's Way. She got a lot of flag a few years ago for being on the pole with her baby strapped to her. You know, she was doing like beautiful pole work in her house and like her baby was strapped to her and people were pissed. Either people loved it or they were pissed. And it's just like, first of all, she wasn't naked. And even if she was, she probably does. She probably is naked when she does it, when she's
girl,
not recording it.
People are mad at breastfeeding pee. Oh,
that is annoying.
But you know, I will be the first one at Soho House with my baby. Like, she likes oat milk? Yeah, thank you.
But you know what? There's just so much stigma about women being in tune and in touch with their sexuality and their femininity and like being in control of it. And here I am and here are my breasts. And hey, this is my child and she is aware of herself too. We have not been taught to own our sexuality. Mm-hmm. We've been taught that be sexy for niggas, but don't be sexual in front of by yourself.
Right.
Be uncomfortable with it, be comfortable with it. Like, it's very confusing.
Touch and go.
Yeah,
it's
like,
really trash.
I pride myself that I'm in tune with my sexuality enough that my child will also be like inevitably understand both sides of the coin and like be more confident and more self-aware because of it. There's nothing you should avoid.
Well, I want to get off them kids because I ain't having none. I just swallow them.
Damn, I had another kid question. I wanted to ask about gays. What do you tell your kids about the gays?
They love each other. You can love whoever the fuck you
want. Have they asked you about like boy or
your friends? Because they've just been around them from the beginning. Like my brother and his boyfriend have been around. She calls him Uncle Spash and Uncle Josh.
You know, my mom said I never asked her ever. She's like, you never asked me about kids. And I wonder, you really have to show it from the beginning.
Kids don't care about what you're doing behind the bedroom. Right, it's only adults.
It's only when you talk shit about gay people in front of your kids. Just like if you talk racist shit in front of your kids, they'll be racist. It's the same shit.
If you're homophobic, then your kids are going to think that there's something
wrong. I
bring
that up because a lot of people out there may not have gay friends like all of us. And, you know, some people may have to have that dialogue with their kids.
I mean, you just talk about love. It's love is love.
But also now it's on TV. It's in the cartoons.
And even, people aren't mad about it, hun.
Yeah, but
get over it. You can't hide forever.
I wanted to get into our hors d'oeuvre where we can enjoy some story times.
Okay.
Again, off them goddamn kids. So the hors d'oeuvre today is actually suggested from Sophia Franklin from her episode 37. She talks about rubmaps.com. So rubmaps.com is actually an app that you can go to find places in different cities where you can get happy endings.
Amen.
For women?
For women.
Oh my God. Click on it.
Is it just for women?
Well, because I feel like happy endings are traditionally for
normally
men.
For men.
And that's
that was my
rude.
Problem when I was over in Asia.
Oh my God, it's like weed maps. Got
no,
it.
No, in India. It's go ahead.
All right. So I found it. It's not rubmaps.com. It's rubmaps.ch. You have all the states and cities and shit listed. And basically what it looks like is you can find out where to get happy endings in your area. It does not like differentiate between whether it's woman or man happy endings.
Because this is a gender neutral site. It's just 2021.
Okay.
Is that what it is? Yeah, it doesn't say whether it's
no, it
for man
say,
or woman.
For niggas.
Yeah, so they always are. So I'm glad that, shout out to Sophia for bringing this to our attention, because I ain't know about it. But you got a story.
please, Erica, please share.
Can you share? Because as women, yes, it's hard to find places to give happy endings, but you just had a happy ending in Costa Rica.
Two quick questions. Was he cute and did you come?
He was attractive.
He was not that attractive. And it was day one.
I think she asked me.
Oh, sorry.
You know, subjective.
Did you get finger fucked?
We don't have the same type in. We don't like the same type of nigga.
He's speaking English.
First of all, the bitch is lying because I told her, do you even know what he remember what he looked like?
Well, we hired him again and I did get a good look at him.
The first time she said, no, I don't even remember what he looked like.
I didn't because it wasn't about him. It was about me. But the second time when we brought him back, I was let me get a good look at this man and see what the fuck who he is. And she asked him all these type of questions, and I was like, "You asked too many questions. I don't want to think about this shit." But anyway, so we just recently came back from a trip in Costa Rica, a little work siesta. And the first night we had a long ass voyage to our house. Mm-hmm. We were in Guanacaste. I don't know if anyone's ever been to Costa Rica. It's beautiful. But anyway, I was like, we need to get a massage. Fuck this. We called the Airbnb host. I was like, can you get a massage to the house?
And she's like, yeah, yeah. I've seen you bitches in the profile picture.
She's like, no problem. So we get the massage. He comes and he lays out his table. He pulls out this towel, because you know you get a massage normally, like you have a sheet over you. It was like the tiniest towel to cover my whole body. And I told her, I was like, she was there. I was like, bitch, can you put the towel on me?
Because maybe it was hot.
No. It was hot.
Were you naked?
Yeah, it was a very small towel.
Did you wear panties?
No.
I have a photo. I'm going to show you.
Okay, see, I wear panties during a massage.
No, well,
you do?
No,
you
don't.
You do?
You're supposed to.
Why?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But like, if I've been to the person before, I take them off. But generally, I will keep just a thong on.
Okay, no, but
and then they pull it down to my cheeks.
I don't even wear, I only wear drawers when I'm bleeding.
Yeah, no.
And I ain't getting massages while I'm bleeding.
I am. I just tuck it in, tuck the string in.
I got rid of the string.
Look how little the towel is.
I got rid of tampons completely. I realized my period.
But do you use a Diva cup?
No, bitch, just a pad. Uh-huh. I realized my period. I already have a 3-day period. I have like a 2.5-day one now, and yeah. I don't have the lingering days of brown.
Mm, like lucky
the, but I think that's what tampons do because you keep it plugged up. Mm. It takes longer
when you freebie,
for the oxidized blood to go. Right. So when it freebies, bitch, by freebies. Day three, I'm ready. I'm ready for dick again.
I think I'm the same as Mandy.
Yeah, like the pad like length like shortens my period.
I fucking hate
and
pads.
Leaves. I hate them too.
You know what though. I've never used a tampon, like, for real.
Ever in life?
Like, I've had to put it on for maybe moments, but, on purpose, like, no, it's only because, like, a friend had it. I don't like them, but I will say, I don't know if we did some research a minute ago or someone told me this, but it was about the chemicals in tampons.
Oh, the chlorine and bleach.
And basically, like, affecting the length of your cycle.
Mm. It does. So that it makes your cramps different.
Oh, well, they probably want your cycle to be a little bit longer, so you have to buy a...
So you have to buy more.
Buy more.
Look.
Science. Okay, fuck them bleeding.
No, tell me, that's just capitalism.
Tell us about the guy.
The man.
What was his name?
Josue? I don't know. Oh, no.
Jose.
It was Jose.
Jose. Okay. See? I didn't know.
How would you guess that?
Costa Rican. Was that fucked up?
Jose. His name was fucking Jose.
Anyway.
Jose. Okay, so I'm starting to get the massage and Jose is bomb. Like, he's a really great masseuse. I was tired as fuck. I'm finally unwinding. I've been wrapped up real tight for like the last month. Just me and her just been grinding. And I was like, bitch, I need this massage. So he's starting to just like decompress my body.
And two margaritas.
I was also wasted a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
And so he has me flipped over and he's massaging like the back of my leg. And he keeps like...
That's what my ex does.
He's like getting in there. And I'm like, suddenly I'm like getting horny. And I'm like, damn, like this is really good.
Your face is covered.
My face is covered at this point, but I'm going to tell you the flip over. So he's like grazing the back of my leg and he's getting like kind of close to like, you know, this little line area.
Yeah, that
here.
Line.
So I was like, I'm like, okay, I think I want, this nigga needs to touch my pussy at this point. So I was like, and then I was like, okay, when I turn over, I'm going to give him all the space. He's going to know. So I turn over with this tiny ass towel, basically like barely covering my big ass areolas. And he's back to my thigh area. And so he's really getting in there and I'm moaning louder just so he knows that like,
it's consent.
This is where it feels good. And I'm slowly like inching my leg open just a little
bit. That's what I did for my
a little bit. I start biting my lip. And then finally, he starts taking the towel and, like, rubbing my pussy. And I'm like, yes, thank God. And then finally, he, like, pulls the towel off and then just starts rubbing my pussy. And then he fingers me. And actually, it's so funny because I told my friend about this. Or actually, I posted about it. And she was like, did you give him consent? And I was like, bitch, yes. That was the consent. The moan, the biting the lip, the, like... And so then I think Jose got a little nervous. So then he kind of like stopped and then I finished.
You came.
Mm-hmm.
You can't wait. You finished yourself.
I finished myself.
And while he was there?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the best day of the week for him.
And then he continued to massage me afterwards, really respectfully and just like a masseuse should. And then when we were done, like, I went to get up and then he, like, I don't know if he was like trying to tell me to relax or like, I don't know what, but he pushed me back down and I was like, what's going to happen? Like, what is he doing over there? And I, like, I heard him like ruffling some shit. And so then I ended up falling asleep for at least like 10 minutes. And then I woke up and he was just standing there.
Then this drunk ass bitch.
And then I like,
first of all, I was like, what the fuck is taking so long? Keep in mind, we've traveled for like 10 hours through the fucking Costa Rican jungle up a mountain and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is taking so long? She comes back in the room like, I'm like, bitch, what the fuck took so long? She's like, I'm like, what? She's like, giving me this fucking eye. Hey, you gave me a happy ending. I'm like, what? No way. She's like, I'm like, bitch, now he's going to think that's what I want. And I'm tired. She's like, you should do it.
I thought, I was like, great. You should do it. It was great. I was like, it completes the massage. I think all my, I was like, I can't believe
now
I've
you
waited
see why
this
guys
long.
Want it.
I can't believe I've, I'm just, I just have to say, ladies, if you're listening.
They're listening.
Listen up. Don't wait any longer. Don't question it.
Don't question it.
Just go for it. It completes.
Cuddy said the same thing.
It completes
no,
the
but
same
Cuddy
thing.
Said she didn't want it though.
No, Cuddy was looking for it.
She said the person was like, may I rub your pussy, ma'am, please? Please. Are you serious?
No, I don't remember the story going that way.
She said, she was like, oh my God. The person was like begging her to fucking rub her pussy.
Well, I was
we
that,
have
I
10
was the
minutes
person.
Left. Can I rub your pussy? You don't remember this?
I would love it this
maybe.
I mean, I wasn't ready for it that night. I wasn't in the mood. I was too tired and I was pissed. She took so long. But thankfully, he didn't try me. I did try a little moan because it did feel good. I was just testing the water. Didn't work as well for me.
I would be, yo, this is a Sex in the City
you,
scene.
You gotta
you remember
turn
that?
Over and bite your lip.
Well, I didn't bite the lip. I didn't have enough energy for that. I did want him to go a little longer. Not necessarily. I don't like to be finger banged. I was a lesbian.
I don't like finger banging.
I wasn't into that. That's why I was like, I think I stopped moaning and he got scared and was like, oh shit, did I go too far? And then
but
I was
now,
like.
But now that I heard this story four times, now I want a happy ending.
It's the best.
Mandy, can we call a nigga? Can we call a massage therapist?
I feel like it should be an add-on for all massage places, honestly.
I got you, Mila.
Because I have been turned on during massage in a very odd situation. It's just like natural, like a nigga, but I was just like.
I don't even know what he looked like. It had nothing to do with him. I mean, it has to do with his hands, but I didn't
see being nude with your eyes closed and relaxed. I'm always thinking about
but
sex.
You know what? It's also distracting. I guess I had a massage and they got too close to the pussy and I was getting turned on, but then he did nothing and I was pissed.
I would have been pissed if he did it.
It literally frustrated me because I was like, my pussy was so wet. I know it was on the sheets and he did nothing. He was just rubbing close to my pussy and I was super frustrated. It just made me more tense.
Well,
so now I'm ready.
Well, Rub Maps is here for you, baby.
Okay. If you ask me, she's ready.
I'm going to email them so they can specify who gives women happy endings. It needs to be more specific.
Well, them niggas is all on Instagram.
Oh, wait, yeah. Would y'all, I'm not going to lie, even when I was in Thailand, it didn't matter if it was a man or a woman massaging me. I wanted a happy ending and I was fine with either one.
I want
one
someone to
one.
Eat my pussy. I don't really want the finger.
Oh, see, no, I don't want your mouth
just
down.
Just give me your full head.
I wouldn't either.
No, I'm cool with fingers. Especially because I know they have
just
the towels, the oil. But see, even the oils, nigga, if you use peppermint, I damn sure don't want your fingers near my
like, don't go
mouth.
In me, but just around me.
Yeah, just like, click, like rub me out. I don't need you to put your fingers.
How long did you take to finish yourself? And what was he doing while you
it
were
was
doing
quick. It? He was massaging me, like the rest of my body.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. Like my shoulders.
And you were rubbing yourself while he was doing
that's
that?
That's fucking hot.
Mm-hmm. And then he came back a second time. But
and then she started asking him so many questions like, oh, guess what, Erica? He has a 3-month-old baby. And I was like, great.
I didn't
need to know that.
I asked questions.
She's like, she's recently married.
That's a job, ho.
I had questions. And she was taking along from yoga. So I just
I was like, she's like, guess what? He has a baby. I was
and
like,
y'all should have gave him a baby daddy t-shirt.
I was like, we're moms too.
Hers is
thank
sick.
You, thank you for helping my
not
friend.
Not that you care.
Mom's bad choice.
I did try to get mine. I was like, it's my birthday. Es este mi cumpleaños.
I hate you.
Este es mi cumpleaños. But he didn't care. Apparently, he just liked fucking Erica because, she got all that.
Girl, she played, like, did you even need to pay him? Did you give him extra?
I did. I tipped him for her.
I fell asleep after that. So
I came back in the room. Bitch was knocked the fuck out. I was like, here's an extra for my friend.
No, you didn't.
Here's a little
like
extra
a good wife does.
I was like, here you go.
You said for my friend?
No, I just tipped him good. Because I knew he rubbed her out. Thank you for not trying.
Look
me.
At her. She great massage.
I would like to know if anyone listening has ever, specifically a woman, has had a successful, or actually, no, because I've had a good one. You've had a good one. I would like to hear maybe a happy ending that wasn't so happy. So if you have a whole confession, make sure you send that over to horribledecisions@gmail.com. We don't have time this week to get into our home mail, but we wanted to leave you guys off with where you can listen to more of these lovely ladies. So go ahead and let everyone know where they can listen to you and where they can find you.
You can find us on Instagram at goodmoms_badchoices. You can find all our cute ass merch and all of us at That's Good Moms. Right.
We have some too. We love it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I got my Rainer. Good Moms shirt on today.
Our necklaces.
And we all got our necklaces on.
Bad choices on. I have my baby mama earrings on because baby mama is totally normal. And you can
and I can't wait till these, whenever they
Erica has her
drop.
New shit on. We're
designing baseball jersey. Mm-hmm.
I would love to get these.
Yeah, they're cute, right?
Those are really, really cute.
I don't want to wear good mom on my tits, but I love baby mama because that's
what we're
like,
we not moms. We got to do some hoe shit.
I know.
You know, we're all natural mothers.
You guys are cool. You are the mother of Bodhi. What's your dad think?
Bodhi.
Oh, good moms love flowers and good dads love flowers as in cannabis because we be smoking weed. And
come on, cannabis. Yeah.
And our cute ass hats. I think they're sold out. So, but they have like little secret stash spots for your blends.
I love that.
Because good moms love flowers.
And we have a cannabis line dropping in the fall.
L.A. Paramom.
So I love
We smoke
it.
Weed over here.
Look out for mama's flowers because moms need weed and we advocate for it.
And you can listen to our podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. So.
And when does it drop?
Every Wednesday.
Okay, yay. So we don't interfere with here, but y'all can add it into your rotation.
You guys have a Patreon too?
We do. Patreon.com/goodmomsbadchoices. That's our OnlyFans.
Giddy.
And then, guys, y'all also know that we have other things for y'all to tune in as well. Every Monday, you can catch me hosting Period Sis. I do have episodes with both Mila and Erica, so you guys can go and catch those. And then on Tuesdays, you can catch me on See the Thing Is podcast along with Bridget Kelly. Make sure you guys also check out officialboxowner.com. I have apple cider vinegar gummies, boric acid suppositories, a lot of feminine hygiene products. I sell She Orgasms over there. I have pouches. I have boxes for your box. And it's amazing. And, I also have another Patreon, but I'm going to tell y'all to go make sure y'all watch our Patreon here. But before, you want to plug
I want to talk about
stuff?
Our Patreon, 4 episodes a month. If you want to connect with me and Mandy live every month, one of our episodes is a town hall. It is so much fun. We love doing them. We love meeting you guys. We love hearing y'all be hoes. We stopped posting the video because you guys are that much of hoes. Check us out on patreon.com/horribledecisions. We have merch we send you. We have our Discord. And our BTS, and we are really proud of it. We've had our Patreon for like 3 fucking years, and we have really grown a dope community. So thank you guys for loving us. And enjoy this 5-minute clip. And check out Erica and Mila on Good Moms.
What about your show, bitch? You're not going to plug your show? You're on TV.
You're famous now.
You're famous, bitch.
Be that as it may, my season 2 isn't up yet, and the episodes have run out. But I really appreciate you guys for watching. And because you guys watched, Fuse loves me and they keep having me do fucking content every time I'm there. And I'm doing a lot for they motherfucking ass. They're like, girl, like these hoes just love you.
Hoes love hoes. We're here
Don't
for
they?
It.
Who knew all the Fuse viewers were hoes? Actually, speaking of hoes, Mandy and I were walking down the street and a older woman, what do you call her? Gentlewoman.
An auntie. She was definitely somebody's auntie.
She was like, you was doing something. And I assume, especially when I'm walking with Mandy, is horrible. She's like, you were doing something with your feet on TV. Yes, I was, ma'am.
Yes, that was my feet.
Check the reruns out for Sex Cells and enjoy all those dope-ass episodes.
Absolutely. And guys, this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
We have a lot of...
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot of things that pertain to not only our jobs, but the lives that we had prior to our partners. And I don't think that we realize... They have shown up to allow us to be exactly who we are at the expense of things that they probably have not allowed in previous relationships.
Well, I know and that's for a fact conversation you're that's right when it comes to like, you're also dating somebody that's living a different life from the bitches that you was probably with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I've had conversations with my LA nigga because we're more casual. And I remember he was like, yo, it's wild to me how you won't post food or where you're at. Or like you don't give a fuck. Like, you don't always have to post that shit. And he was talking about a girl he was with. He was like, this bitch had 200 followers and acted like she had to fucking report to them all the time. And he was like, nigga, you be losing your phone. Because he knows I lock in.
That's me. When I'm with my partner, like, bitch.
Peace.
Y'all know that I'm with my nigga. And I'm going to tell y'all now. When all y'all see on Instagram is like reposts of... of people posting me. I don't put where I'm at, what we're doing, or I'll just be off Instagram the entire time.
And now we know that niggas be acting crazy. They be fucking rolling up on your ass.
They do. Talking about, so I don't put my location no more. I don't put my location
no more. Please. Fuck no. When you leave, ho. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Love bombing slash, I'll make a fun description for this because who knows. Okay. We do have to answer the whole mail only because I told her we would.
Okay. Let's do it.
So, this one's interesting. Hi, Weezy and Mandy. Love the pod. And yes, I'm a Patreon member. So if you choose to use this on a bonus episode, great. I'll get into it. I've been dating a guy for a couple of months now, and we're both super kinky. He likes when I dom him, which is something that's new to me, but I'm getting into it. He likes being degraded, and he wants to be my quote unquote slave and wants me to call him that. My last partner, who was black and kinky, would always tell me how it made him really uncomfortable, how kink, generally a very white space, has co-opted slave slash master to be used for pleasure when they're words that carry so much race-based historical context.
Yes.
Also, after reading Slave Play by Jeremy O'Harris, Weezy has talked about it on the pod. Oh yeah, y'all should check that out. Since then, hearing white people throw around the word slave so easily in the bedroom has made me kind of uncomfortable too. Obviously, it's not my place to tell my new partner what's right or wrong, but at the end of the day, I'm white and he's black. But it does make me a bit uncomfortable to call him my slave, even though I enjoy the actions of making him worship me. Do you guys personally think we can separate the historical context of slave master and use it for kink and pleasure, even in interracial relationships, or will it always carry an underlying weight? Like, should I ask him if we can find a different word or just get over it and call him what he wants? Thanks in advance. Mad love to you both. Love this question. I'm going to post it in the community board.
Love this question.
It's a very honest question.
Yes.
And... okay. You know, I won't even talk my white girl shit.
So here's the thing. So many words have multiple meanings. And unfortunately, that's just how the English language works. But in the times that we are in now, where you do second guess, second question, or you feel the need to unlearn things, I understand not only why that would be uncomfortable, but girl, even in golf, and I'm not sure if you know this, they're considering changing the Masters tournament.
I know, I heard.
Because of the word master. Even I was having this conversation. I don't even know if this was on an episode with us, but the master bedroom is no longer being called the master bedroom in real estate. And I'll be honest with you. I think that the space of BDSM.
What are you going to do with your master's degrees? Like, I'm sorry, but.
I'm not going to lie. And I was going to go there. I think that it's an overthought to think.
I am the girl who's cool with us tearing down statues. But there's this part of me that does feel like that's a drag. I love the word master for control. However, it is interesting to me to use the word slave, although I'm cool with master. I do believe master has more of a dynamic and... it's a lot more definitions. Like right now, I'll just look it up really quick. Hold on. I mean, let's just see how many definitions there is.
For masters?
Male teacher, academic degree, ruler, governor, person licensed to command a ship, the employer of a servant, an owner of an animal, one having control, a youth or boy too young to be called Mr., used as a title. Oh, like Master Jeffrey? Or Master, who was it on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?